Gunfire blazed throughout the area, and the sound of bullets sang as they shot past. American soldiers raced up the mountainside as they fled from the onslaught, many having to pass their fallen friends without a look back. At the top, one man crouched with shaking hands, holding up his rifle as he peered through the scope, aiming at the source of the enemy fire. His finger was resting on the trigger, ready to take the shot, and the door to my room burst open as my mother came in, startling three children and their grandfather out of their story. With the announcement of mandatory bedtimes, the interruption would become permanent as each one of us children were tucked in for the night. Now, I never heard the rest of that story, whether my grandfather pulled the trigger or not, but I vividly remember the last thing he told us before turning out the lights. There are choices to make, kids. Sometimes it's the decision to listen to your mother, right here and now. But sometimes it's the decision of whether to take a shot, like mine back in Korea. No matter what, though, you gotta know that whatever choice you make, it'll change the world forever. I've never forgotten those words, and as I grow older in years, it amazes me how they also grow. But in truth, in my own life, I've seen how my decisions of the past change my actions of the future, not always for the better. But in the history of the world and of America, it is even more prominent how the events of the past shape what will come. Just imagine how things could be so much different if certain choices hadn't been made. If pilgrims and Protestants never fled to the New World to escape the religious persecution, this country might have been founded with a completely different nationality and an entirely different view of freedom. If colonists never revolted against British rule, America might have never existed. If the Japanese had never bombed Pearl Harbor, would America have joined World War II? And do we even want to imagine a world where Nazi Germany had won the war? If my grandpa had taken that shot back in Korea that he told my siblings and I about, would some child have grown up an orphan? All of these acts, everything that has ever happened, they all shape what life is like now, just like how our current choices are going to affect the future. And I know people who are scared of that. They are terrified of how their decisions are going to affect others, and they're scared of the future. Many think that life from now on will just go downhill, and they have no hope. But I can see the hope in the future. I can imagine the good days ahead. For when I look towards the future, I see a reflection of the past. Yes, there's tragic events in our country's history, from the atrocities of 9/11 to the horrors of slavery, but there is so much good in there too. There was Franklin Delano Roosevelt speaking motivation through the radio to American citizens during the Great Depression. There was Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. preaching for the things he believed in, equality, kindness. There was Neil Armstrong taking his first steps on the moon and inspiring millions. There were men, women, and children going about their lives every day, living, making choices, both good and bad. There are so many charitable acts in our country's history, so I have faith that there will be at least that many in our future. That is what we as a nation have to look at, the good, the righteous, the kind-hearted. If we focus on the bad events of the past, that's all we will see for the future, and we will have no hope. And in a country where freedom, justice, righteousness, and hope are the baseline beliefs, I don't think we should lose any of those ideals. All along, my grandfather had told me that my choices would change the world forever. And I believe that to be true for everyone. Each person in this country, each person in this world, will make a choice that will shape the future, just as every person in our past made a choice that has come to model our current world. There will still be terrible events that will happen here in America, just like there were before. But my focus is on every cure, every winning battle, every triumph that lies behind us in our nation's history, for that is what gives me hope for our nation's future.